This is the great thing now, you see, the situation we find ourselves in. Yeah. Like, you can just start playing all your favourite records, can't you?
Yeah,
you
just know, let it go. What are they going to do?
Well, hey. What are they going to do, suckers?
No.
So, there, Lard's own copy of DJ Sammy.
Oh, and, I want it back, man.
Oh, it's all right.
Get it out of your satchel.
Right, well, yes. And before that, Blink 182 and I Miss You.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I love Rupert Holmes, mate.
Terrific. Right. Good afternoon. It's me and him. It's 7 minutes past.
One.
And thanks very much to... who was doing it last week? Scott.
It was Scott, wasn't
right,
it?
Right, thanks to Scott.
Good man,
right,
Scott.
Yes, well, you see, I was out of the country, I couldn't hear it.
I know, right, yes. Yeah, on an island somewhere, weren't you? Miles away.
Miles away.
Yes,
about an hour and a half's drive.
Yes.
Right.
Near
yeah.
Bangor.
Listen, we got lots of emails, and obviously it's a strange day.
It is a strange day, yeah.
Because
Man City won.
Well, yes.
We don't know what to say, do we?
Obviously we've got that, haven't we? I've got Kieran in Belfast, who said, who would have thought the biggest show would have got so big it would collapse in on itself.
Well, that's imploded, yes.
Well, you know, that's it. You know. And Mark Hammond, White Vamon in Gloucester, says, my dad used to say, don't have a dwarf with learning difficulties.
Right.
Because it's not big and it's not clever.
Yeah, so, I see, yes. Yeah.
He also said, never go on holidays because they'll sack you.
Ah. We did learn that one.
We did learn that
a while
one.
Ago.
Yes,
we?
Right. That,
but
that
that's
one,
not happened.
But anyway, right. No, the show is finishing.
It is finishing, yes.
Right, you know. And, well, I mean, what can you say? Thanks for all your emails.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, right. There've been lots, like.
Well, I mean, not quite as many as I'd have hoped.
Yeah, but how many, roughly?
I would say about.
In thousands, what?
Well. Probably don't need to go into the thousands.
I mean, no, but a guesstimate.
A guesstimate in thousands.
In thousands.
A quarter.
A quarter of a thousand.
I would say in thousands.
No, that's a lot, isn't
to
it?
The nearest that. Well, it's
not a lot, really, actually, when you think about how many millions of listeners we've got.
That's it.
50 million listeners.
There are a lot of emotions going. Chris Maceo May said, we all knew it was going to happen, but, yeah. You know, who gets custody of Chloe and Ozzy Michelle? Will they spend 6 months with one and 6 months with t'other, or will they fly the nest like Dick and only see you for a couple of hours at Christmas? Alan at the Cooking Sherry says, now that you're moving on, will you by any chance be having a closing down sale to get rid of the catchphrases?
Yeah.
I'm in the market for fancier brew.
Yes.
You know, so
yeah, we'll put them on eBay.
Right, well, we'll have another.
Quids in.
But we've got all it, and we thought, well, what should we do today, right?
It's difficult, isn't it? How to handle this.
Difficult, right?
We handle everything so well, don't we?
We don't know exactly when the show is finishing.
No.
Is the official line.
Is it? Right,
right, yes. But of course we do.
We've
got lives to plan, haven't we?
We've known for ages.
You know, we'll just say weeks rather than months.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll be at a close, you know. And also, a lot of people are sending in these emails, and what we've decided to do is just keep it private. We appreciate all the comments that you've made.
The genuine thoughts from genuine people to
that's
me
right.
and the team.
And we thought to read them out would perhaps be crass.
Self-aggrandising, all the things that we're not.
That's right. So when Knee High Waistline is happy ears says the last biggest show will be a very, very, very sad day.
How many varies? Well,
lads,
it?
You will be... I've put a couple of extra in.
I thought you had.
Lads, you will be sorely missed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that sort of thing...
That kind of thing is...
Best kept between...
Between us.
Between us.
Yeah. I might take a moment, you know, I'll have a quiet moment tonight and read them.
Reflect on them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, does anybody need to know that Dave Dobbs is gutted?
Is he?
He says. Yeah. I think probably not.
No, you don't need to know that, do you? And you're best keeping the names out of it anyway.
That's it. I didn't want the people to think we're not just responding to these emails at all.
We are thinking about you all because we love you.
I mean, you know, the fact for Simon Hobday, the end of an era is approaching and it's a very sad day for him.
Is
I don't want people to think I don't care about that.
No, you do care.
I just don't
want... In a silent way.
Yeah. I mean, Clive and Han in Cardiff, devastated.
Oh.
You see, but these sort of things, just private moments.
Yeah, they don't want everybody to know. That'd be embarrassing. I mean, it's only a radio programme.
That's right. Neil the artist is very sorry we're going to be going soon.
Is he?
But we've turned working from home from a pleasure to a delight.
Yeah.
Thanks for 10 years of utter, utter brilliance.
We don't need to say that, do we?
Why?
That's best left unsaid. I knew... left it unsaid.
Right, that's it, you see.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, the Dave from Warrington, you mean a lot to me.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah,
you know.
Regular correspondent.
But to be honest, you know, it probably isn't a national disaster.
No.
You probably don't need to wear a black armband.
No.
Well, you can't.
No,
but, you know, I mean...
No, it's overstating it.
Have we got those armbands ready, Shell? Not yet.
Are we selling them?
Yeah, well, I'd have thought so, wouldn't you?
Right. Yeah, £1 each for them.
So, that's all I'm saying. That just gives you a flavour.
It's just a flavour you want, isn't it? What are the other flavours?
Yeah. I mean, well, Jenny Loudon's been on.
What's
her flavour? My life, growing up, would not have been the same without you two lads.
But we know that.
The word genii is not often used.
No.
But in this case, it is.
She's using the word genie, is she? Does she run a spell checker over
right, well, you know, I'm just kind
it
of...
It doesn't matter anyway, because, I mean, they're just private thoughts between people who love each other dearly.
Best kept like that,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
what does that one say on the top?
That's a card, that.
Is it? What, a good luck, or is it?
I say, who can possibly replace the biggest show?
Oh,
right?
Well.
You know, whoever it is will have two huge holes to fill. That's from Gazzy Jeff in Landgroost.
That brings a tear to the eye, doesn't
it? They might well do. But there you go, you see, that's the kind of thing that we're not broadcasting.
Nobody's interested in that.
That's right.
No, it's not right.
And then can we just say that, you know, nothing lasts forever.
No, that's right.
Right, you
know. What does that one say on the top there? Because that looks quite interesting. It's quite long.
Is Andy Parfitt mad? No, he's not.
No, it's just a natural progression for two old blokes.
That's right. You know.
Come on, give everybody a break.
You know, I mean, we wanted this.
Yes.
You know, let me make this quite clear.
He's upset now. Let me make this quite clear. Go on.
We wanted to be sacked.
We did.
Right? Is that clear enough that this is, you know, our wishes?
You can be no clearer.
Right. Okay, that's it. Now, let's just make sure that...
You've drawn a line under it. Well done.
Right, okay. Yes.
That looks like a good one.
Jason Cappendale in Grimsby.
Yeah.
It says, I cannot believe it. I don't want to believe it's true. You are breaking my heart.
I'm sorry.
You know, but that doesn't...
But that's a private moment and shall remain so.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Everything's going to stay private.
No, definitely.
Right, okay.
Even that one on the top there.
Well, I just keep shuffling them. Stop telling me,
well,
you know.
Don't shuffle them.
Right. Gary Zammit in Southend.
No.
Surprised, slightly gobsmacked, devastated, a shocking announcement.
Well, yes, but...
Get over
between
it.
Between us.
But thank you for
thanks
those,
anyway.
For those
yeah.
kind thoughts, right? Yeah. And we look forward to a brave future.
Absolutely.
Right, and that's the important
bless
thing.
Bless you.
This isn't... Well, it is the end.
It's the end of this show, but I mean,
right, yeah.
Life goes on.
That's it.
Yeah.
Some of these others go off the end of the page here. Yeah.
Do they? Well, just read them.
If the biggest show ends, what will Radio 1 do? Mark...
And Lard, probably,
well,
is it?
Well, doesn't say... I don't know.
Does he not? I'm just speculating there.
Yeah, I'm sorry the decision has been made by the powers that be, and what...
What the
well, if just
two talentless guys like you going to do in the future? Well, there are plans afoot.
Well, that's
worry
it.
Ye not.
Right, worry ye not. We're about. Anyway, so thanks for all your emailers.
Yes, we appreciate it.
All
greatly.
I'm saying is that I just prefer to keep them to one side.
You have done.
And consider them privately.
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Right. Now then, in the meantime, though, we have got months. Nay, possibly, it could be years before. It's like,
you know,
it could be years before this decision is implemented.
That's right.
Or it's more likely to be weeks. But it could... Days.
Could be months.
Could be
hours.
Yeah. It could be tomorrow.
No!
It could be before three.
Look at the time!
I know! But, you know, does it really matter anymore?
No, it's an abstract concept.
Well, anyway, right, but we are here and the show will carry on.
We will.
As the shambles it's been for some time, right through to the end.
We shall maintain our standards.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Not difficult.
Scaling new
debts. Perhaps we should have attempted new standards for the finish of the show, but it's too late to stop
now. No, saving them for the other
show. Right, okay then. So, Adam Metcalf in Bentham in Yorkshire. This fella's off what we're talking about. He doesn't say so.
Well, I presume he is.
But reading between the lines.
Okay.
In fact, writing between the lines.
Yeah, write something between the lines. Put gutted, devastated, turmoil.
He says, I just thought I would inform you that the other day I bought a pet mouse.
Oh, right.
By the way, lads, gutted, devastated, and really feel horrible and quite ill.
Turmoil.
In a turmoil. Yeah. The biggest show is finished.
Sorry about that. But anyway, back to the mouse.
But about this mouse.
Yeah.
I got him a little yellow car and a red postbox to live in.
Aww.
Does he go out and fight crime with his little buddy in the amazing flying car I spent all my money on? Not to my knowledge. He just sits in his cage and eats and sleeps.
Yeah.
See?
Typical, isn't it?
Ridiculous. But
yeah.
I only say that because, talking of animal matters...
Oh, yeah.
Today marks the fantastic return of Lard's Animal Sanctuary.
Hi.
I've been out and about, haven't you? Sort of looking
at... Yeah, I've had a week off.
Animal husbandry. And,
that's right, yeah.
All right, then. So, Lard's Animal Sanctuary will return shortly after 2 o'clock. We'll be playing True or Bluff.
Definitely.
That carries on for another week. We've got another one. What else we got? Mystery Man. Give us a ring on Mystery Man. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. You could be one of the last 30 people. Oh, bloody hell.
Last 90.
Nine or 100,000. Whatever.
Who knows?
Just phone in, right? Ring. It's an ongoing item.
Even if you're gutted.
Right, yeah. Well, preferably if you are gutted.
Yeah.
And if anybody who's coming on today could be especially gutted.
In turmoil.
Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah, right. Devastate, you know.
Yeah.
08700 is the devastation line. 08700 100 100, right? We're setting up a turmoil line and a gutted line as well. But we
Phil
haven't got
Selway
that
of Radiohead is going to come in and answer the phones and talk to people.
Yeah, right. Stinker Selway?
Yes.
Okay. 08700 100 100, any of you like to be our mystery man. We are going to get to Great Moments in Pop very shortly. I think we probably better get to something shortly.
Yes, yes.
On today's program, while we were away, Keane came in.
I know, bad timing.
Bad timing.
Good timing on their part, perhaps.
Because we weren't here, so they came in to do a session for us. And the only sensible thing, really, would be to hear it, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
And congratulations to Keane for going in the charts number 3.
Good on you, fellas.
Number 3, right. So here is, we'll do Great Moments in Pop after we've heard from live in our basement studio, Keane.
Hello, this is Keane. We're in Manchester. We've come all the way to find Mark and Lard have left Manchester. This goes out to all our friends who are in the studio with us.
Absolutely gutted. He's in Liscard, Adrian. Yeah.
If you put all them on top of each other, they'd be about a foot high, that.
Yeah, so it's just the news that you're leaving to say I'm totally devastated is an understatement. Oh, right, yeah. That was Keane.
Keane, great.
Somewhere Only We Know.
Yeah,
a live rendition. It was a live session on the show.
Yeah.
It's just that the show wasn't there when they came in to do it live.
These things happen, you know.
Well, let's face it. That's a feeling we're going to have to get used to.
Yeah.
Actually, one thing that's happened, which is quite interesting, and I don't know whether this is the beginning of the end. When we did come in, there used to be an artist in residence at the BBC in Manchester.
There certainly did.
Who went round, Ghislaine, she was called. Right. Hello, Ghislaine. And went round doing paintings, pictures of the symphony orchestra, and, you know, Gordon Burns.
Everybody.
The Vague News team, everybody, right? Yeah. And did a load of this programme, and they were all down the corridors on the way to the studio.
That's right.
Got in this morning, they've all gone. They don't waste much time, do they?
Don't. The vultures have descended.
Absolutely. The other thing that's happened is that the telephones aren't working.
No.
You know, have they stopped paying the bill already? So, now, if you want to be our mystery man and you're ringing, forget it. We can't hear.
No.
You better drop us a quick email either with your telephone number on. And we'll nip across to Spa and get a card, you know, the top up, and we'll phone you back.
Sniff card.
That's it. That's the best we can do. Right. Give us an email then. mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk, and we would love to hear from you, and we will ring you back. You better be smartest, really. And if you could be gutted or devastated.
I mean, we've got nothing to fill the links up with, have we?
Well, no, not really.
Nothing at all.
I mean, Big C, Ty, Jeff, Snake, Danny the Cockney have been on.
Have they?
So, like everybody else, we are fans of you and we are very, very sad, mad, and upset.
Is that your sneeze, or theirs?
Mine.
All right.
You're leaving us, you know, from all the transport lads at 3663 Nittingham. You know.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm going to keep it private, that, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Put it in an envelope. Somebody might see it.
Right, yeah. Hannah Bushell's 18 today. Can she have a Cooey raspberry?
Good! What'd she say?
It's from Rose in Exeter. No. Says, I'm not gayer out, but my lunch times will never be the same again.
No, they won't be the same. They might be better.
Might be better.
Yeah?
Yeah. No.
One way of looking at
it. We don't know who's taking over.
We don't.
We think we do, and we'll probably drop some less than subtle hints as time goes on, and you throw caution to the wind.
Mm.
But there you go. Right then, so, yes, that was Keane, who was starting a tour in April, Portsmouth, Wedgwood Rooms.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, excellent. What else was I going to say? I don't know. It'll come soon.
What was that one on the top?
Oh, no, this one.
It looks interesting from here, just between me and
you. It's just one from Richard Wilson saying, thanks for years of great, great laughs and the occasional great tune.
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it?
Good luck in your future, lads, but Radio 1 will never be the same without...
No, it won't be the same.
Might be
by
better.
Definition, might well be better.
Might well be
Probably
better.
Will
might
be.
Indeed. Yes. OK, then, well, shall we get to...
Great Moments in Pop!
All right, then, and they said this feature will never last.
No.
Right, you know, 10 more episodes and then...
Come on, man!
Get a grip.
Smell a coffee.
Okay then, right, so what is going on today? And today's Great Moment in Pop, here comes episode 1.
Oh, Reek Gradley. Happen. Passes yon trowel happen.
What for, Reek Lee Cap'n Gradley?
Foot Leon Cod Yorkshire accent happen?
Aye, it happen. So they knows it's got to be something fit to do with pulp happen.
Ah, or Def Leppard happen.
Aye. Or Sisters at Mercy happen.
Aye, or Tip Mission happen.
Ah, aye. Or Thuman League happen.
Aye, or Red Lolly Lelalot. Red lolly, red lolly. Led lot, red lolly. It's Saxon.
Saxon.
Aye, aye. Aye. Or Shed 7 happen.
Ah. Or The BC happen, Reek Gradley.
Aye. Or Joe Cocker, Reek Gradley happen.
Aye, aye. Aye. Or Terrorvision happen, then host.
Happen. Aye. Or Wedding Present.
Aye, aye. Or Southern Death Cult happen.
Aye. Maybe a new model army happen.
Or Gareth Gates happen.
Or Skeletal Family.
Skeletal Family.
Repeat until not funny. Right, okay then.
Could you be hearing that twice more throughout the show? Stay tuned.
Something to look forward to, you know, and they think of doing away with the programme.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. No, we did want to be sacked.
We did.
Okay, right, so that's episode one of today's Great Moment. If you think you know what's going on, then drop us an email either for that as well, calling yourself gutted of Doncaster or devastated of Tunbridge Wells. Mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk. The text is 81199 if that's not been switched off. That's Tim Deluxe, Leon Bushwacker, and Love Story. And before that, it was Thank You and Jamelia.
Mm.
Right then, it's 22.
Two.
Graham from Margate Town says, can't believe the news today. Can't you close my eyes and make it go away? No more Mark and Oh, no, I'm in the wrong pile here.
Oh.
I didn't mean that was a private one. Nicely put that.
Oh, no, you've said it now, haven't you?
I meant to do for Lee Labis. Are we having a drink then for Mark Labis from Plimpton? My big brother is 39 today.
Oh, do you know what? I'm not loaded up. I'll do that in a minute.
Alright then, yeah, okay. And can you do a get back to work for Peter Nige in a Jim McDonald style from Robster the Lobster?
Get back to work, sawdust!
Gutted to hear you leaving, but don't read this bit out.
Are you having a drink then?
Right, there you go. Right, on today's programme, the return of Lard's Animal Sanctuary.
Aww.
You got something nice lined up for us today?
Well, it's something a bit harrowing, to be honest.
Okay, but I mean...
All God's creatures are nice, but, you know, sometimes they find themselves in difficult situations and I'm there for them.
But that's why it's a happy moment, isn't it?
Well, I see what you mean.
So, Lard's Animal Sanctuary coming up after 2 o'clock. Also, we've got True or Bluff to do. Yeah. We've got your Great Moments in Pop suggestions coming in. The Oscars is coming up.
Oh, right.
I mean, really, the performances in that first episode of Great Moments.
Oh.
Really?
Award winning.
You would have
surely
thought so, wouldn't you? So that's coming up. Do we do anything else? Got a new record of the week from Kraftwerk coming very soon.
Excellent.
That's about it, is it?
That'll do.
That's about
plenty.
It.
Plenty.
That's about it. But now. Mystery Man, or possibly a woman. Mystery Man, not like the man. They probably turn the phones off.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the volume of calls
of
people wanting just someone to talk to, it probably crashed the whole system, wouldn't it? That's probably what it was.
They're all gutted. Mystery man, or probably a wench. Mystery
man, all right, Paul's on the line from Birmingham. Paul!
Hello!
Hey, how are you, mate?
I'm all right, thanks, apart from, obviously, the sadness.
Yes, would you say devastated or gutted?
I would say, so long as, you know, we're talking off the air, devastated would have to be the word.
It sounds pretty down the dumps, doesn't it?
Sounds
inconsolable.
Radio
1's lost the listener.
Well, no. Please, stay with it and bring some people with you.
It's going to be great. We're old and tired, mate.
Well, so am I. I think that's I'm coming with you to Radio 2 and 6.
Don't be too gutted, you'll get us in trouble.
Okay. Plans have yet to crystallise, but thanks. And what's your surname, Paul?
It's Ansorge.
Paul Ansorge,
you're a good man.
And you're from Birmingham, are you?
I am indeed.
I mean, it's an amazing place, Birmingham, isn't it?
It's incredible.
I mean, do you find that people know widely that water was invented there?
It's amazing how many people don't, despite how many people know it's got more canals than Venice.
Indeed.
They're big ignorant, aren't they, these people?
I mean, it's funny,
The
idea of drinking was born in Birmingham, wasn't it? Because people, after they'd had a meal in Birmingham, Paul, and you'll bear me out here.
I will.
You know, that what people used to do, instead of having a drink with the meal, they used to bite the pillow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pillow biters in the Birmingham area.
It's just not as thirst-quenching, is it?
It's not, and that's...
That was a design fault.
That was it, you see, because who can have a nice, refreshing drink of feathers? No. And there's the origin of spitting feathers.
That's right.
When you want to drink...
Oh, spitting feathers!
Spitting feathers!
It is how it was originally said.
And still is. Probably. Anyway, yeah, Josiah Water, let's applaud him.
Oh, Josiah.
Josiah Water, where would we be without him?
Well, he demand.
Biting the pillow. what do you do in Birmingham anyway, Paul?
I'm self-employed. I'm trying to write a film and get that made.
Are you?
I've got an eBay business which I run with a friend of mine.
Oh, all right. Very right. Good. What's the film about?
It's about young people struggling to come to terms with life in a difficult society.
Well, could you not make it old people and I am in it? No, you're the boss.
Anyway. Right, Paul, lovely talking to you.
And you.
And we got Matthew Bell on the line. Bello!
Hello!
Hey,
hello,
how you doing, mate?
Not bad. Well, I say not bad. Very bad.
Why, what's going on?
Just about the show.
I mean, would you say gutted, devastated or turmoil best describes your state of mind today?
All of them.
Really?
That was the right answer.
Very good.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Anyway, where are you?
Yeah, in Cardiff.
Cardiff!
Cardiff.
Great city of hearts.
Cardiff.
Culture. Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when, how old was Michelangelo when he left Cardiff?
Why is... 24, I think.
Is he? Yeah.
I heard 23, but you just don't know. It's hard to nail it.
He's
really
a Cardiff expert, isn't
Most famously, of course, he painted the ceiling of the Millennium Stadium.
That's right. Okay. And, of course, Michelangelo's David was David Lampacli.
Yeah.
Who was Mum had the wool shop on the Ring Road.
That's right. Right.
Yeah, just around the corner from here.
Excellent.
Is it? Yeah, we're telling him.
And what do you do in Cardiff?
I work for Cardiff Council.
Ah, well, you'd know all this then, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right. What do you do for them?
I'm an administrator in the cleaning services department.
Well, that's right. I mean, the whole city would be full of crap if it wasn't for cleaning services.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it would be Cardiff, city of crap. And we do not want that.
And it's not.
It's twinned with Bordeaux. It's just not right, is it?
What's Bordeaux ever done to you? Yes, okay. But what do you do, Bello, when you're not sorting out the council then?
I'm in a band.
Are you? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right. What's your band called?
The Dave Shoe Band.
The Dave Shoe Band?
Yes.
Why?
No reason.
Dave Shoe? Like what? Shoe you wear on your foot?
Or S-H-U.
Is that Welsh?
I don't know.
Oh, right, okay. Right. Okay. And where are you up to with this band?
Our first gig is tomorrow night in the Barfly.
Excellent. Right, good luck with that, then.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right, excellent. Well, we will play the first Mystery Man of this, the last run of the biggest show.
120 days and counted.
After we've had our new record of the week from Kraftwerk, and rest assured, we will be having records of the week even when the show's finished.
Yeah.
It's just that they won't be on air.
No. Really, you know. And Florian's gutted.
Top ring tune from Kraftwerk, that is Aerodynamic, if you prefer, from the Tour de France Soundtracks album that came out last year. It comes out as a single on March the 15th, and they are doing some UK dates. But they're all sold out, you know. The good news is the Family Mahone are touring around the same time, so there are tickets left for that. Because we're playing at Chester Alexander's on Sunday the 14th of March, and there is no Kraftwerk show that day. See, then Monday the 15th is March Dublin for Kraftwerk. Tuesday the 16th, Glasgow Academy. Manchester Apollo, Wednesday the 17th, when we're doing Shepherd's Bush Empire with Shane McGowan. And Thursday the 18th, London Royal Festival Hall for Kraftwerk, whereas we're playing at DB's in Winsford, which is the same sort of venue, really. And then you've got on Friday the 19th, there is no Kraftwerk gig, so best come and see the Family Mahone at Wolverhampton Robin 2. And then Saturday the 20th, if you can't fit in at Kraftwerk Brixton Academy, then come and see the Family Mahone and Shane McGowan at Manchester Academy. Fairly do's, isn't it? Something for everybody. Right then, it's time to play Mystery Man with Paul Ansorge in Birmingham.
Hello.
Hey, right, who's devastated?
Devastated.
Yeah. Matthew Bell in Cardiff.
Hello.
All right, practically inconsolable, as Pixie Dancer in Wales. Not Wales, Chester, Leeds, Plymouth. What? Sorry. Anyway, there you go. Right, okay, now then, coming through the studio door. is someone with a hangdog look looking quite inconsolable, I would say. Someone looking in a turmoil. Right, sit yourself down, please, mystery celebrity person. Pass me the piece of paper in an envelope. Let me have a look. Oh, right, OK, then. Good to see you. Are we ready, Paul and Matthew?
I'm ready.
Got terrific prizes here. We've got Casablanca on DVD. Actually, that's all right.
Fantastic.
You see, Humphrey Bogart, one of the great trilby wearers of our time. And we've got Touch of Frost, a big, thick box of DVD. I've never watched that. He's got a trilby on as well, so it must be all right. Right, OK, then. Are we ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go, then. First clue, please, mystery celebrity.
Slightly prone to hugger-muggery.
Slightly prone to hugger-muggery, Paul.
Is it your dad, Mark?
It's not my dad, no, but fair play to you. Good try.
I was born abroad in 1947 and have seen the Oscars several times, so that is a bit of a bum steer, as I just mentioned it, because it is Radio 1 Oscars week.
There you go, that's that covered. Right, OK, Matthew Bell, born abroad in 1947.
Oh, Chris Biggins.
Oh, it's not Christopher Biggins. No, right. Here's another one for Paul.
As a kid, I carried a constantly worried expression, and nothing much has changed.
Well, on the trilby theme, is it Humphrey Bogart?
It's not Humphrey Bogart, but it's a good shout. No, it's not right. Okay, here's another one for Matthew.
As a teenager, I once entwined one of my nasal hairs around the snout of a stray toy poodle.
Right. Yes, I think I remember that.
Toy poodle gives it away. Bobby Davro.
Oh, you've heard that story. No, it's not right, I'm afraid.
As a young man, I got a job training young kids, though some would say I didn't know my arse from my elbow.
There you go, Paul.
That's a tricky one. I'm edging towards politics. Edwina Curry, maybe?
Oh, you know, what a good shout, but not right. Right, here's one for Matt.
Never the fittest of men, I was a bit of a slow coach, but loved living life through a lens.
Oh, cryptic stuff, innit, Matt?
Robbie Williams.
Oh, no, it's not right.
Despite the stereotypical image of my sort, I am not a very stylish man, though I do sometimes wear a beret.
Oh.
Is it David Bailey?
No, it's not David Bailey.
I dropped out of my chosen profession in the late 70s to become a teacher. I probably taught foreign language, as all of the kids at the school were foreign anyway.
Matt, someone who is a teacher abroad.
Telly Savalas.
Nope, not Telly Savalas, nope.
I got back into the beautiful game in 1982 and eventually came to England to work in 1998. Thank heavens for that.
It's not David Beckham, is it?
Not David Beckham, no.
I look a bit like Peter Sellers and talk a bit like the Pink Panther. Ho, hee, ho.
Looks like Peter said. Not so much laughing, Paul. You're supposed to be gutted, don't forget.
I'm gutted now.
Yes, all right, yeah. Matt, who is it then?
Gerard Houllier.
Ah, right.
Oh, Gerard.
Yeah. Oh.
I am a little bit miserable at the moment.
Yeah, what, because the show's finishing?
No, because my team is a load of. Right. So they still stuck it to your boys.
Well, there you go. Well, I think, Paul, you were gutted then because you knew it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't know my arse from my elbow, coach.
No.
Arse, life through a lens, long, slow, coach. Thank Evans. Oh, it was all there, wasn't it?
It was.
Right then. Well, Paul, sorry you've not won. Would you like Gerard to greet anyone for you?
I would. If Gerard could give me a get back to work from my business partner and good friend, Graham.
Get back to work.
And if at all possible, you're going to India then for my friend Dave.
You're going to India then, oh, you?
Right, okay. Nice talking to you, Paul.
And you, good luck to the future chap.
Thanks a lot, pal. Thanks very much.
Pass it on to Lard.
And Matthew Bell.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Maybe it's a good omen for your gig tomorrow.
I'm hoping so.
All right then. Could Gerard say anything for you?
Yeah, Gerard. Would you be able to give a biggity biggity bong to Caroline and Molly?
Biggity biggity bong.
With a Gaelic shrug. in the style of Thierry Henry. Okay then, Matthew.
All right.
Cheers, mate. Good luck with the band. Bye bye. Jared, good of you to come in today.
Oh, I am a little bit down in the mouth, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it was. Was that Michael Owen penalty the worst taken penalty you've ever seen?
Michael Owen is a little.
Oh, right, okay, yes. Fair. So, what plans then? Just to spend a lot of money on players who are not any better than the ones you've already got?
I intend to go and find a big hole and throw a load of money down it.
Okay. Well, Jared, may your fortunes improve shortly, because you seem like a thoroughly nice bloke to me. Thank you for coming in. Gerard Houllier, ladies.
Boyles at breakfast. One. Go on, admit it. We're the highlight of your day.
Since my birthday.
What an exciting day.
Oh, if I had a pound for everyone who sang 50 Cent to me over the weekend. Mm.
It's my great pleasure to introduce today's first live guest. It is...
Crunkies. Someone's kissed me.
You want another kiss, Moyle?
Ah! It's Sexy Dale!
Happy birthday to you!
Oh, God.
Happy birthday to you!
I've come to wish you birthday greetings.
Thank you, Avid.
I've brought you gifts.
See if you can guess who our mysterious guests are.
Are there two of you?
Yes.
Are you both male?
Yes.
And did one of you say, I'm coming in to see you soon?
Hello, Fran and Doogie from Travis.
Chris Moyles at breakfast. Back tomorrow morning from 7.
Radio 1.
Ribbit Mama!
LMC and You Too, Take Me to the Clouds Above, and before that was the Black Eyed Peas and Hey Mama.
Is it Lads Animal Sanctuary?
Yes, it is Lads Animal Sanctuary, right? Time to just sort of take a moment to consider the welfare of our fellow being.
That's right.
Right? In the company of Headkeeper Lard.
That's right. Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Right, yeah. So, a new series of The Animal Sanctuary?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Though, of course, I say it's a double-edged sword, this, because obviously, I mean, it's nice to have a nice feature back, but at the same time, it can be quite upsetting.
Yes, it can. Right.
For anybody under 40, turn off now.
Right. They're all still here?
They're all still here.
Right, OK, fair enough then. Right, so what's the first beast that you brought us to have a look? Well, I ask, I can see it, can't I?
Yeah, well, I mean, this actually... I've got to compose myself, but I was out...
Are you gutted?
I am gutted, yeah.
Right. You were out ratted?
No. You interrupted me. I was out ratting last week at Sale Water Park.
Right, yeah.
I was with the wife and kids with the guns and stuff.
Yeah.
And we ended up at the water, as you do, inevitably. It's a water park.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was all very nice.
There is no park, is there? No swings around.
There is. It's on the other side.
Oh, is there? There's a slide.
It's framed. You're getting off now, you're making me laugh. It's not about that, is it?
Oh, no, it's not about that.
It's
no.
A climbing frame.
Is it? Oh, that's okay then.
Well, we were watching and there was Greaves.
Rocking horse.
No,
roundabout.
Sandpit.
Is there?
It is a sandpit,
right. Okay, who was that?
Funny that.
Where did that come from?
Right, yeah. Anyway,
it's only a short item, crack on.
It's only indeed supposed to be very brief between the segue.
Right, yeah.
That's way from you. But what happened was there were all seagulls there and stuff, and Grebe.
Aww.
There was a great crested Grebe there, and it was all very nice.
I love Grebe,
yeah,
they love
don't
it. You?
Yeah.
Toasted.
And then I saw a duck.
Aww.
You see, right. Now this duck was terrorising across the water.
Yeah.
Right, and I thought, that's nice, that's nature. Obviously looking for some meat to eat.
Right.
Then I noticed behind it, there were some adolescent ducks, probably teenagers, chasing it.
Oh.
They were chasing it right behind. In fact, they'd formed a formation.
Mm.
This big duck was at the front going hell for leather, scared for its life, with all these delinquent little ducks behind it.
It never ceases to amaze me how cruel ducks can be.
No. Exactly. And so I couldn't look, to be honest. It was really upsetting, as you would imagine. Anyway, the duck came near me, and as I went to it, it ran away from me, obviously frightened because of all the other little delinquent ducks behind it. So I went in and I grabbed it by the neck and I brought it away and I shooed all the delinquent ducks to the other side of the pond. And I've got the big duck here with me now. And it's in bad shape, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's got a pooey bum.
Aww.
I can sort that out.
Is it a big climbing frame?
It's not that big.
Right, okay.
It's got a pooey bum, I can sort that, but its feet were wet when I brought it out.
Be chapped.
You get chapped. So I'm going to look after it now. Right. Well, it never ceases to amaze me how cruel ducks
can be. Yeah, right. Is it placid?
Let me have a look. It says at the moment, yes.
Right, yeah.
You can't lie.
Well, it's always so.
Yeah.
Right, and have you got a name for it at all?
Yeah, it's called Duck.
Right,
Yeah.
Lovely, isn't it? Yeah. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to, I've got a cage for it.
Yeah.
With a wheel.
Right, okay.
And I'm going to keep it in the cellar.
And, you know, this duck that was being chased by this pack of little ducks.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, it's not conceivable that it was the mother with her own ducklings behind it, was it? It's not.
How the hell should I know? I'm not a zoologist.
Is it Lard's Animal Sanctuary?
Hey, that's lost none of its snap, has it? Adrian and Chris say, your show is the only thing that makes spending our days stuck behind tractors and horse-drawn carriages in the village bearable. Having said that, you are knocking on a bit.
Yeah.
So, it's in the wrong pile.
Oh, no. You didn't want to read that.
I didn't want to read that. Can I have a happy 40th birthday, even though he insists he's 39? Right, this is for Neil Smith in rugby from Louise and the gang at Johnson's.
Happy 40th.
And Nick Singleton in Worcester is still part of the target audience. He was 40 on Saturday. Keith Richards style. Biggity biggity bong.
Biggity biggity bong.
All right, or is that Johnny Depp style?
Same as.
Right. Oh, Oscars, right, you know.
Oscars, etc.
Oh, wait, vote for what you want online, right.
Twice today. Don't have to do it tomorrow.
There you go. All right, sorted. 11 minutes past.
Two.
That was the blessed and friend of this programme, Kylie Minogue.
Yep.
Of course, right. But time to get back to.
Great moments in pop.
All right, then, the story so far.
Oh, reek greatly. Happen. Passes yon trowel happen.
What for, eat leak happen greatly?
Fitly on cod Yorkshire accent happen.
Aye, reet happen. So they knows it's got to be something fit to do with pulp happen.
Ah, or Def Leppard happen.
Aye, or Sisters at Mercy happen.
Aye, or Mission happen.
Ah, no. Or Thuman League happen.
Aye, or Red Lolly Lelalolly. Red Lolly Lelalolly. Red Lot Red Lolly. It's Saxon.
Saxon.
Aye. Or Shed 7 happen.
Ah, or TBC happen. Reek Gradley.
Aye. Or Joe Cocker Reek Gradley happen.
Aye. Or Terrorvision happen than Ust.
Happen. Aye. Or wedding present.
Aye. Or Southern Death Cult happen.
Aye. Maybe a new model army happen.
Aye.
I think we kind of get the idea.
Yeah, with them.
Conan the Librarian says, no doubt about this one. P.S. to say that I'm gutted, heartbroken and dismayed would be a complete falsehood. no doubt about this one. Formation of the Wurzels, lads.
Yes, excellent.
Paul Smith, right, bass guitar, ex of Baby Tuku.
Right.
Was it Baby Tuku? Was out of the book, was it? Was it something like... Is it Flann O'Brien or...?
I don't know.
Anyway, I think it's Irish, Baby Tuku. Anyway, is it the great moment in pop? The members of 80s melodic rock outfit Baby Tuku, it certainly sounds like us, making a list of suspects from other Bradford-based bands of the time when we had our drum kit nicked from the rehearsal room
happen. A gutted Brian from suddenly much greyer and gloomier Rochester says...
Nicely
put. Could great moment in pop be the opening of the ultimately doomed rock museum in Sheffield?
Oh, right.
Now, Pablo Monkey also said, is today's great moment in time when Sheffield Council decided to dig a massive hole in the city centre and then pour a huge pile of cash into it, ending up with a state-of-the-art pop music museum that closed soon after opening with big debts because it was crap.
Oh, right,
two
okay.
Two of the same.
Dave Hill in Burnley said, is it seminal Bradford goth popsters Skeletal Family trying to decide which musical direction to follow after keyboard player Carl Heinz left, allegedly sacked by guitarist Stan for not having gothic enough hair?
Oh, that's a good reason in goth good, terms.
That's fair enough. I mean, any excuse to get rid of a keyboard player.
Absolutely.
Anyway, isn't it? Yeah. David Aghast Patrick.
Oh,
aghast.
That's a good word. Good. I've not used that one yet.
Excellent, yeah. Is today's great moment in pop the founding of the Leeds Festival in 1999, running alongside the Reading Festival down south?
No, it wasn't. Steve Gutted Kearns. Gutted.
We're
bit overused,
gutted,
I think,
yeah.
There you go. Is it the cast of Emmerdale setting up a mighty band and doing a mighty cover of a mighty song? So mighty, in fact, I've forgotten it. We think it's Hillbilly Rock, Hillbilly Roll. It's not, anyway. Davos in Bradford It's obviously Bradford's second finest old punksters and negatives, as everyone knows New Model Army are Bradford's finest, inebriated in the Market Tavern in Bradford trying to find a new singer.
Oh, okay.
No.
Matt's been on, is it Pulp's Jarvis Cocker falling out of a window from his Sheffield flat that was above a sex shop, and Lynn blubbing in Billingham? Billingham was
Billingham.
Town is it charity shop mannequin Jarvis Cocker deciding to form a band in Sheffield, eventually became Pulp, right? The only Yorkshire band not mentioned. I think they were mentioned.
They were mentioned first,
actually. Yeah. There you go.
Genuinely gutted Stee in the Triangle. Is it the actors meeting before the first ever episode of Great Moment in Pop? Surely now a great moment in its own right. See? And of course, it goes on to be about devastating, gutted, etc. Dino in Waterlooville, finally. Great Moment in Pop. The only band that I can think of that wasn't mentioned is Cud. Definitely the greatest hairstyle in pop.
Ah, okay then. So, you know, does it have to be a band that's not mentioned?
Mm.
Is it an elaborate double bluff? Well, not that elaborate.
No.
Anyway, okay, here comes part two.
1 hour later!
Aye. Or age of chance happened. Retrograde.
Aye.
Or could retrograde.
Aye. Oh, Bebop Deluxe, Reet Gradley.
So, happen, we've established we're from Yorkshire. Happen. And we've got to first gig for to play late. Happen, Reet Gradley. So, I'm going to get myself Reet dolled up like. You've got to look Reet for Reet Gradley occasion, haven't that happen?
I need a new look. The bloody hippie. Happen.
Could we mention?
Could we mention there? Yeah. There you go, you see. All right, then. So, certain things have been established. Something is just going to happen. But what? And what will be the resulting great moment in pop?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. If you think you know, mark.radcliffe at bbc.co.uk on the email there and the text 81199. Now, as I said, we weren't here last week, right? And so Keane came in. Well, not so.
No, and not as a result.
Not as a result of all the
picks. Coincidentally.
The week, right? Yes. Keane came into the studio to record some stuff for us. We've already heard the single somewhere on the Reno, the number three smash.
Woo!
Here's another live tune from them called This Is the Last Time. Going down a storm in our absence. That was Keane performing live. Thanks very much to them. And that was This Is the Last Time. Which could be quite prophetic at some point, couldn't it? But anyway, right, it's time to play True or Bluff, Radio 1's very exciting, exhilarating cerebral word game. Is there anyone on the True or Bluff line today? Hello?
Hello there, bud!
Hello, right, yes. Who's that?
Mr.
What?
Elmeat!
Elmeat?
No! No, don't worry. No!
Right.
Mr. Owlmeat!
Owlmeat?
Yes!
Ah, yes. How?
How? Yes. Hello,
Meat! Hello, yes. Very good. Right, and where are you?
Hal? Witness, Mark!
Witness? What are you doing in Witness?
I've got an adult bookshop, Mark! Do you not remember me? You're a valued customer!
Right, yes.
Welcome anytime.
Okay, then. What do you like doing when you're not doing your adult business?
Puzzles. You know, you came in, you helped me with the words then, last week.
It comes back to me now. It comes back to me.
Of course it might.
Right, okay. Fairly news then. Well, let's see how you go on as you pit your wits against today's panel, right?
Yes.
Who are Baroness Cicely Snood, Head of Long Words Department at Purcell Automatic College, Cambridge. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Right, yeah. And also Conceptua O'Mellons, lap dancer, glamour model, and celebrity gynecological demonstrator.
Well, hello, Hal. You sound like a super sensitive man. Are you sensitive?
Well,
I am.
Perhaps I could take you in hand and teach you a thing or two.
Yes, all right, well. Can we just leave that and move on with the quiz, please?
Bloody hell, right, prepared for that.
All right, okay, well, here we go. One ring of Jeff Skelton's bell reveals that today's word is Zingstufer. Zingstufer. Baroness Cicely Snood, what have you got for us on Zingstufer?
Zingstufer, Mark.
Yep, Zingstufer. Baroness Cicely.
In that Patagonian here, chumpet, summit.
Well, I'm going to get a definition from...
I think he's made from the dried mucus of meerkats, isn't it?
Well, let's find out what Baroness Cicely...
If I'm not mistaken, it was used by a hard of hearing Brighton are in Patagonian badger bait. It's to listen for Patagonian badgers. Breaking wind, Mark, I'm sure
Can we get on with the
sorry,
quiz,
mate,
please?
I'm jumping the gun.
All right, then.
Sorry.
Definition number one from Baroness Cicely Snood.
Well, a Zingstuffer is a Patagonian ear trumpet made from the dried mucus of meerkats.
Told you.
And used by hard-of-hearing itinerant Patagonian badger baiters to listen for Patagonian badgers breaking wind.
Told you, mate! What do I win?
Well, nothing yet. I mean, it's a possibility, isn't it? You know, but
it's a certainty, mate. Well, that's what I said.
Two more
For word.
Two more definitions to come, though. All right. Yeah. Okay, here we go. One from me. A Zingstuffer.
No,
is...
it's not.
I've not said it yet.
Go on.
A Zingstuffer is a small spanner used by a Welshman to break lumps of stale caerphilly cheese.
No, it's not. It's stupid up.
Right. Well, we've got one from Conceptua O'Melons.
Well, oh, are you sitting comfortably? Or perhaps lying down? Oh, yeah. I love lying down best, don't you?
Can we get on with it, please?
Well, anyway, a Zingstuffer. It's a thick, well-pruned brush. Or even a bush.
Well,
brush. Well, it makes no difference, really.
Not really. Not really.
Because I don't think he's right.
Choice of punchlines here, then.
No, hang on a minute.
Right, okay, yes.
I was absolutely dead certain it was that Patagonian badger thing, but...
Yes.
That's thrown me now.
Right.
Give me a second, will you?
Yes, okay, yeah, fine.
Oh, blimey, Charlie. Poor cat amongst the pigeons.
Etc.
I'm going to have a stab at Conceptua's brush or bush, Mark.
All right, OK. Yes. Well, which one? I mean...
I'll have a stab at a bush.
All right, then.
Yes.
Fair enough. OK, then. Well, Conceptua, was that, in fact, that definition true or bluff?
Well, let's take a look, shall we? Ooh, I have a feeling I'm going to have to spank you, you naughty boy.
Hey, where's this on the screen?
Oh, she got off the page.
It's a bluff.
She got me hung, lying, and sinking.
Right then, yes. Very good. Okay, well, let's find out, perhaps, who had the correct definition.
Snood, innit?
Yes, it was me.
Yeah! What are you?
It was Baroness Cicely Snood.
Tell you what.
What?
You won't believe this, right?
No.
I know you won't, but I've just been out this morning with my Zingstuffer listening for Patagonian badgers breaking away.
That's
Kitchen
the darkness.
Kitchen sink solo.
Pardon?
Kitchen sink solo.
Mandolins and a bit. It reminds me of Greg Lake, I believe, in Father Christmas.
Yes, I know what you mean.
But there you go. That's the darkness, and love is only a feeling. One. All right, coming up, we've got a big reveal on Great Moments in Pop and also tunes initially from Franz Ferdinand and Timbaland. It's 2:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Georgina Bowman.
New measures to stop immigrant workers heading for Britain.
BBC. Radio 1.
Tony Blair's made it clear that immigrants coming to Britain won't be allowed to claim benefits. The government's about to reveal new plans to limit the numbers coming here from Eastern Europe when 10 more countries join the EU. The PM says Britain won't be a soft touch.
If you come, you can come if you're coming to work and you've got a job to do, but you are not going to be able to claim benefits.
A man's been shot dead at a lap dancing club in Greater Manchester. It happened in the early hours of this morning at the High Society Club in Stockport. Police think it was gang-related. A man's appeared in court charged with the murder of student Sarah Cameron near her home in North Tyneside 4 years ago. 29-year-old Michael Robinson from New Haven in East Sussex was remanded in custody. Hundreds of university lecturers across the country are joining the National Union of Students for a week of strikes over pay and top-up fees. Actions already underway in Wales. Jane McAdoo is from the AUT Union.
Universities have received 21% increase in what they receive over the next 3 years, and in fact the Vice-Chancellor have awarded themselves on average a 6.1% pay rise this year. If that's good enough for the vice-chancellors, then it's good enough for the staff who work for them.
An investigation's underway into claims that computer hackers are trying to blackmail online bookies. They're threatening to paralyse their systems ahead of big sporting events like the Grand National and Euro 2004. Arsenal have confirmed they've got the money to build a new 60,000-seater stadium at Ashburton Grove. The team could be playing there at the start of the season in 2006. Here's Arsene Wenger.
I think always when you put a project like that together, you take a risk, a gamble, and we have done that together. For me, it shows as well that the board is ready to move on and to always to try to get better.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 3:30.
That's Timbaland, and before that it was Franz Ferdinand. Play that for Fat Ray, who's been on. It said it's been speculated how long the BBC would take to begin crumbling following the departure of Gregory Dyke. Seems the rot has set in. Please don't leave, lads. I am aghast and in turmoil.
No.
Fat Ray said, not really a big fan myself, but
no,
all the best,
lads. Yeah, it's a nice thought.
What about some more White Room?
Well, you never know.
Right, but oh, that's out of the wrong pile.
Oh, I thought it did. I thought it sounded out of kilter with the rest of the show.
Stevie B, Exile in the South, said, I know this is a week late, but as you were off last week, could you, lad, give a huge can you believe it in a Fred the Butcher style to my lovely wife who saw fit to marry me at Bolton Registry Office on the 14th?
Can you believe it? I said, can you believe it?
If it's not too much trouble, would you also do a biggity biggity bong for all the staff at the Greenwood Public House in Horwich who looked after us all the day and a chunk of Sunday as well? I know it well.
Biggity biggity bong. I'd like to do a biggity biggity bong as well for the people at Privilege Insurance who are very, very nice to me. Biggity biggity bong!
I didn't get any of that, but...
Well, hopefully the people
are privileged. Right, OK. I know this is a lot to ask, especially as you've no doubt been working on loads of new features during your break.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Well, yeah. We
just... Watch this space.
Right, OK then. We've got a big reveal on Great Moments coming up very shortly. I'll tell you what's on Radio 1 for the rest of the day, you know, with some of Radio 1's shows that are here for the foreseeable future.
Yep, yep.
Hey, all I would say is, watch your back, lads and lasses.
No.
Don't take it. No.
No.
I'm only joking. And speculating and making minor mischief just to have a little bit of fun. We wanted to be sacked, and we are happy that we have been. Sacked is an emotive word.
It is, and you keep using it.
Sarah Cox at 3 o'clock till 5:45. Right then, then you've got your Dave Pearce between 6 and 8.
Excellent, right. Bring it on, Dave.
All right, Lamac Live between 8 and midnight.
Yeah,
the Distillers on there. Breeze Block with Mary Ann between midnight and 2, and the Lockup with Mike Davis between 2 and 4 in the morning.
Woo.
Great enthusiasm shown that. I mean, what a big build-up for Mike there. There you go, that's Deepest Blue and Give It Away. Oh, we're running quite early today.
We are a bit. Let's slow down.
Right, OK. Well, it's going to slow down itself as we replay these, isn't it?
Yep.
I've got a few emails we could read if we get shorter.
No, private. Between us and them.
It's a gas, turmoil, etc. Right, OK then, it's time to get back to...
Great Moments in Pop!
All right then, here's parts 1 and 2.
Oh, Reek Gradley. Passes yon trowel happen.
What for, eat leek happen, Gradley?
Fit Leon cod Yorkshire accent happen.
Aye, eat happen. So they knows it's got to be something fit to do with pulp happen.
Aye, or Def Leppard happen.
Aye, or Sisters at Turp Mercy happen.
Aye, or Turp Mission happen.
Aye, or Thuman League happen.
Aye, or Red Lolly Lelalot. Red lolly, red lolly. Led lot, red lolly. It's Saxon.
Saxon.
Aye.
1 hour later!
Aye. Or age of chance happen, Reek Gradley.
Aye.
Or could, Reek Gradley.
Aye. Or Bebop Deluxe, Reek Gradley.
So happen, we've established, we're from Yorkshire, happen. And we've got tip first gig for to play late happen, Reek Gradley. So I'm going to get myself Reek dolled up like. You've got to look Reek for Reek Gradley occasion, haven't that happen?
I need a new look, my bloody hippie happen.
So there you go. Gary Neville's penalty appeal have been on. And we were off last week and we never got a chance to discuss that. And it was the most, it was the most pathetic.
What a tantrum.
My toddlers would be ashamed of that. It was pathetic.
It was hilarious.
This from the self-styled shop steward of the national team. Someone who wants to be taken seriously as a negotiator and all. I mean, come on.
No chance.
Grow up, you know. I wish they would go on strike. They might put some decent players in. Apart from anything else, it was if you're going to dive, at least make it look plausible.
Yes.
You know, I mean, anyway.
Anyway.
Bygones.
Yeah, all
but
that.
Pathetic.
Absolutely.
Pathetic. But anyway, Kevin Armstead, Gary Neville's penalty for says, is it Leeds rocker Space Hog, Leeds short ass Royston Langdon, wondering whether to ditch his flat cap and lurcher before going out on a first date with Liv Tyler?
Yeah, that's right, isn't
right,
it?
Yeah.
Matt Naylor says, I am so overwhelmingly mortified by the horrendous news of your departure that I can't even bring myself to guess what the great moment in pop is.
Nice email, though, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. Really? Thanks for that. Yeah. James Gannon in Birmingham, typing this through my tear-filled eyes. Could it be Little Angels just about to perform their career-breaking performance of Boneyard at Donington Monsters of Rock in 1990?
Right, Jason Kay from Southampton. Is it David Bowie's backing group from Yorkshire? Because the great Mick Ronson was from Hull, wasn't
he? Was from
he?
Hull, Humberside. So, like,
you know, I mean, he probably spent
he
some time...
He did sound a bit like
Where
that.
Where was Trevor Boulder and Woody Woodman?
Trevor Boulder was from Humberside, I think. I don't think was Mick Woodman's. I don't think so.
It's not a big item, this, is it?
Rockologists.
Rock family trees.
Wake up, everyone.
Well,
we don't know.
But anyway, is it David Bowie's backing group from Yorkshire deciding to wear makeup and girly clothes?
Right, no, it's not. Richard Leach, the PPA in Manchester, is it by any chance the formation of the greatest Yorkshire group ever, the Parachute Men, before they found their splendid female singer and recorded Leeds Station? Which is the greatest record ever made.
Right.
Festive 50.
Okay, then. This is from Macca, totally in denial, lost on the A14. Is it the formation of Ships in the Night's Does Red Noise, fronted by the great Bill Nelson himself?
Ah.
Oh, it'd be nice to see Bill Nelson, wouldn't it?
Top man.
Great bloke. Red Ledge said, is it Soft Cell before they take their stage personas on?
That's good. Conan the Librarian, this must surely be the moment when Northern Doom and Gloom merchants of Fall decided to replace talented bass player Tony Field with some Manc Chancer, whose name totally escapes me for the moment. It's a good point, put.
Yeah.
Silent Bob is today's great moment in pop, a meeting in January 1984 between Ian Astbury and Billy Duffy of the band Death Cult, when they decided to drop the death from their name, so shedding the false notion that they were a goth band.
Right, OK. Mark Fetid Woodhouse said, is it the Three Johns from Leeds preparing to ditch their Afghan-style flat caps in favour of NUM-approved miners' helmets? Happen. Slightly upset Ian, which is probably the most touching.
No, I can live with that.
In Crew said, is today's moment when Jarvis Cocker bought his first crappy suit and geeky glasses?
No.
It's not. All right, then. So, we obviously had the sort of trawl through the Yorkshire Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We did.
Right? You had three Yorkshiremen. Three.
Oh, undeniably.
Right? Three. So, established Yorkshire. Who could it be? And the second one, right, need a bit of an image change.
Yeah.
Get something done with a long hair dippy.
Yeah.
Right? Who could have had long hair? Got it cut into an iconic hairstyle.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, of course, it was the Human Lead.
Of course.
It was the Human Lead. There was three of them, right? So there was Phil Oakey and Martin Ware and Ian Craig Marsh.
Right.
Arguably, there was the bloke who did the slides as well, wasn't there? But, I mean, there were three in the band on stage at that point, you know. So we try and get as right as we can with these things, don't we? It was Phil Oakey going having his celebrated haircut, which is an iconic haircut in rock, isn't it?
No doubt about it.
And long and floppy on one side and a bit of a sort of half a short back and side, well, a short side on the other, right? And, you know, feeling being that he sort of found it too drastic and backed out of the haircut halfway through.
That's what we're looking at.
As we shall find out.
Yeah.
A lot of people in at the second hurdle.
There are, and I'm going into the Trilby as we speak. And we've got Rocket Ron from Swan. Is today's great moment in pop the first gig for the Human League with Phil Oakey's now infamous lopsided hairdo?
Okay, that'll be right, and here's how it happened.
1 hour later, at Reek Gradley Hairdressers, somewhere in Yorkshire happened.
Reet, bagum. Does tha know where they're going on their holidays?
Ah, finally. Where art thou going on their holidays, love happen?
Ah, finally, happen.
Reet Gradley, I'll see you there then, happen.
Aye, happen. Anyway, what does thou want doing with their mop happen, their long ear dippy?
Reet, cut it all off. Short back and sides happen.
Reet. Here goes, happen.
Oh, my ear happen! I can't go through here, happen, stop!
But I've cut one side off completely now, happen. You look like a reek daft big girl's blouse with a bonkers lopsided hairdo, happen.
Ah, happen. But it might get me on great moments in pop in 27 years' time, happen.
I wouldn't bank on it, Phil. Anyway, anything for the weekend, happen.
Ah, a rubber Johnny, please, happen. Thanks.
Meow, meow, meow.
Great to hear that, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, right. It's, it creates some of the greatest pop music made, I think, really.
Yeah, one of the great voices.
A great voice, and only you could get away with the line as bad as. But this is Phil talking, and I'd like to tell you what I found to be true. Anyone else, you'd think, forget it. But
it's cool. It's a little bit Iggy Pop, but it's great.
Phil Oakey and the Human League and Love Action, the subject of today's Great Moments in Pop.
Yep.
This is Radio 1. Last year, Radio 1 brought you some of the world's biggest artists.
Why?
Foo Fighters, Robbie Williams, Eminem,
my Kiss,
and many more.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on.
This summer, Radio 1 brings you the Red Hot Chili Peppers, live and exclusive to over 400,000 fans across the UK.
Give it away, give it away, give it away.
For all the details, go online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 or call the live events info line on 08700 100 100. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, live. Part of Radio 1's massive summer of live music.
Radio 1.
Right, stay tuned for Sarah Cox. She's up next.
She
right?
is.
We'll be back tomorrow between 1 and 3. Just before we go, can I just say, seriously, thank you for all the emails.
Yeah, genuinely,
because,
yeah.
That is
appreciate
very nice
it.
To know. And quite seriously, you know, it's a very happy time because we, you know, Radio 1 needs to change and carry on, and we need to do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Right? And so that's what's happening.
We're
and
all smiling.
And everybody's happy. And we're here for a little while, and we'll let you know soon when we are knocking it on the end.
Because we're nice.
Yeah, indeed. Right, okay. This is the bloke I've been calling Pharrell Williams for about 2 years. I think it might be Pharrell.
Is it Pharrell? It's
I heard someone else knowledgeable on the radio saying Pharrell Williams.
Who was that then?
I can't remember now. I wasn't listening that close.
No.
Who pays any attention to the radio?
It's Pharrell Williams anyway.
All right, anyway, here's Pharrell Williams. We'll see you tomorrow. Sarah Cox is next.
Don't want to sound full of myself a rule, but you win.